أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أهل الكتاب هل تنقمون منا إلا أن آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل من قبل وأن أكثركم فاسقون قل هل أنبئكم بشر من ذلك مثوبة عند الله من لعنه الله وغضب عليه وجعل منهم القردة والخنازير وعبد الطاغوت أولئك شر مكانا وأضل عن سواء السبيل صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 59 and 60 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues with the discussion of the Ahl Kitab. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to question them that you have so much of enmity for us, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the ummah, for the sahaba in that particular time. After all, what could be the reason? And if there is any reason in it, is there any logic in your reasons? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Ahlul Kitab, O people of the book, هَلْ تَنْقِمُونَ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ Do you have enmity for us? Do you hate us? Except that the fact that we have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, what could be your reasons? You have aligned yourselves to the Quraysh of Makkah. They didn't have any iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you found it fit to befriend them. So do you then befriend them because they do not have iman? And here you have the enmity for us solely because we have iman, number one. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا And secondly, we brought the iman in the kitab that was revealed upon us, that is the Qur'an Sharif. وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِ And we brought iman in the kitabs that were revealed before us. We brought iman in the Torah, in the Zabur, in the Injil. Are these three reasons that you find that you want to have enmity with us? That can never be any reason for anyone to hate anyone, because we brought iman in the same kitabs you brought iman. And then we brought iman in the Quran that you were supposed to bring iman. So how can that be a reason of any hatred, any enmity whatsoever? The truth is, وَأَنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ And that most of you have transgressed, you have become disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that you were the ones that supposed to have brought iman in Allah, you were the ones that supposed to have brought iman in your kitabs, and by bringing a complete iman, you were supposed to bring iman in the Qur'an Sharif. The truth, the reality is this, قُلْ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them, هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَدٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Should I inform you of something that is worse than that, insofar as recompense with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned? That here you have the enmity, and then you are hopeful of reward from Allah, and you had the audacity of saying, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ We are the sons, the children, and the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Come, let us tell you what is worse than all of that. مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed, وَغَدِبَ عَلَيْهِ And whoever Allah's wrath has been upon, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made apes, monkeys and swines, وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتِ And those who worshipped the shaitan, those who worshipped idols, batil, anything besides Allah ta'ala, that is worse than everything else, that was the time during the revelation of your own kitabs. That was the time when you were supposed to follow your own kitab. It was the era of your shariat, of the Torah, and it was also the era of your Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And at that time you disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. At that time you did not observe the Sabbath. You violated the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat in very many ways. And then this is not the issue about our iman in Allah. This is not our issue. That is not the issue of our iman in the Quran or the kitabs of the past. This is the issue of the evil in your own hearts. That you yourselves violated your own kitab. You violated the rules and the laws of your own Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. That Allah Ta'ala had then transformed you into apes and into swines. The young ones were transformed into apes. The older ones were transformed into swine because they did not observe the Sabbath. They were told not to earn. They were told not to fish. Yet they went against the commandment of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ulaika sharrum makana. That is evil insofar as a degree is concerned, insofar as a daraja or a rank is concerned. Wa adhallu man sawa'i sabil. And that is even further away, astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows, it was not the doings of the Muslims that created the enmity in the hearts of the Ahlul Kitab. It was in actual fact, the evil of their own desires, the evil of their own hearts, and it was their own doings, that if they violated the rules of their Nabi, they violated the rules of their Sharia, their Kitab, then they were not going to bring Iman in our Nabi Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.